It's time for 1313 Harbor, the podcast hosted by Jasmine and Michelle.
Welcome to 1313 Harbor, the podcast where two adult daughters just spent 2 hours in Target buying cat costumes for Hemingway.
I'm Jasmine.
And I'm Michelle.
Do you know that Hemingway loves me now?
He's fine with you.
He tolerates me, which is more than this morning.
That's true.
That's true. I gave him 3 treats, yep. And he is okay with me. He let me pet him the whole time before we recorded.
It's true.
But I mean, he is a pet hooer, but...
He is a pet hooer.
Hooer.
We begin today with breaking news.
Michelle, there is a new Tomorrowland sign in Magic Kingdom.
I am so in love with it.
It's bootyful.
It reminds me of the movie.
It does. Tomorrowland. Yeah. That's actually, you really like that movie, right?
I really, really like that
movie. That's a good movie.
I really want to cosplay the little robot girl.
Oh, yes. I wish that had been a bigger movie so they could have done like, could you imagine like they did like a ride that's like It's a Small World and then all of a sudden like, you go under. And,
oh, like, I was thinking like you could do a Tomorrowland and then like a Frontierland movie where like a kid is in the Wild West, but then he somehow like stumbles out of it into the 50s.
Or you could do a Frontierland movie where Abraham Lincoln animatronic falls in love with a Buzz Lightyear animatronic.
This is also possible.
That's just the Disneyland movie. Make it so, Disney.
Make it so.
And he's like, I never loved Mary Todd. I only loved you, Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Short for Buzzard.
Buzzard.
Buzzard and Abraham holding hands
forever.
Ever.
But yeah, I like the new sign. It's picture worthy. I wish all of Tomorrowland was themed to this sign.
Maybe it will be.
Yeah, maybe it will be.
And I have no idea. Please don't look into that much into it.
And maybe they'll bring People Mover back.
I was about to say, well, now you're just crossing things because Disneyland didn't get a new sign.
Exactly.
Disney World did, and Disney World
but
still
I'm hoping
has...
that affects ours.
How?
Synergy and
backwards
motion
overflow?
And the third law of physics.
Oh,
yes.
Got it.
That's the key with that one.
Great.
So, yeah, we are pro new sign.
Pro new sign.
1313 Harbor the podcast. Pro new sign.
Pro new sign.
Bing. So Halloween Screams, a projection show at Disneyland, will be showing during the holiday season. For the first time in a decade, all guests to the Disneyland Resort will be able to enjoy the show, not just those attending Not So Scary.
I just happened to see it the other night.
Oh, was
last
it?
Last week.
Is it the same one as Not So Scary?
Yeah, which was pretty cool. I was like, oh, that's neat, and zero flies, and it's really cool.
Oh, very nice. Mm-hmm. I thought you meant there were no flies there, like zero flies. Not like the dog. And I got very excited. There were no flies there. I'm like, great. That's awesome.
No, the character.
And then Oogie. Zero. Oh, no. Jack talks to you, not Oogie Boogie.
Yeah.
Put the ball back there.
Yep.
Where does that ball go during the day?
It goes to its room.
I
was and plays Nintendo Switch.
It does. I went to Disneyland today, and it was very hot and miserable and so bad that Jenny Ray and I were there and were like, Michelle, don't come. It's awful.
Yeah. And I was at Lowe's getting parts for our Ghostbuster costume.
Yay!
And
using
vacuuming the house.
Was
being an adult.
And we went on the canoes today, which I just wanted to talk about briefly.
So you're going to talk about some canoes?
Yes, the canoes. The host, or whatever you call it, the person on the front of the boat, reminded me a lot of like a Jungle Cruise skipper. He was very funny and entertaining. Made a lot of puns. Also very fit. And this is like, if you want to be around good looking people and who are fit in the park, go to the canoes. I was also exhausted and wanted to die.
I love the canoes so much. I always make people go on it with me and then people hate me for it.
My abs hurt. My arms hurt. I asked Jenny if my mom paid her to make me go on them. Like, and when we got to the halfway point, there was literally a few times I was like, I'm about to stop doing this. I'm really out of shape though, so I think most people would be fine. But yeah, when we got to the halfway point, we took a break, which was nice. And then right when I thought we were going to die, he's like, okay, only 2 more strokes. So I'm like, okay, I can do 2 more.
I feel bad for the person, the cast member in the back.
Yeah.
Because they are...
canoeing.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy in the front didn't canoe till the second half, but he, like, went for it. And it's hard synchronizing because we were towards the front, which I feel like the people on the front, you're doing a lot more of the work. And it's, like, it's hard to time with the person in front of you. But, like, I couldn't tell if the lady in front of me was bad or if it was the guy in the front that was bad.
I mean, that's why when you have a crew team, you have that person that's like,
stroke,
you know.
Mm-hmm. So I actually specifically asked you if we could talk about this, and you said yes. So a man was accused of embezzling $11 million from a church in order to purchase a new home and a Club 33 membership.
I mean...
Same.
What? I like that you asked me, like, I was going to be like, oh, yeah, that's my Uncle Bill.
Well, no, like, you're like, I don't want to talk about that.
Oh, no, I don't care. What a dummy.
Yeah, I just thought it was all over, like, not main Disney news, but, like, if you typed in Disneyland news, it came up because it was just like, anyone at a Club 33 membership? I mean, don't we all?
Yes, but maybe you shouldn't
embezzle money from a church.
Right.
Or anybody.
Right. But I mean, if you're going to do it, it's like the tobacco industry. It's like, yeah, embezzle them.
From
That's
Scrooge
fine.
McDuck. Good. Church. Yep. No.
Church. No. Off limits. Sorry.
No. As much as you want a Club 33 membership.
Sorry.
Why don't you put that energy into finding someone who will take you? Yeah. He just wanted to go into the private room.
Whatever.
We get it. Tokyo Disneyland's expansion project is set to open
April 15th, 2020.
The expansion includes four new attractions, including Enchanted Tale of Beauty and the Beast. The other attractions, that's it.
No one ever,
end of list.
No one cares.
The other attractions.
I actually don't even know. What else are?
The Fantasyland Forest Theater.
Oh, cool.
Which is a theater. Minnie's Style Studio, which is a meet and greet.
Oh, and the Big Hero 6?
Yeah, the Happy Ride with Baymax, where you push his tummy. No, I think that's like, it's like Mater's ride in DCA.
Cute.
It's something like that.
I remember seeing it at D23, but mm-hmm. I was not paying attention because they were just talking about Beauty and the Beast.
You're just like, that giant building's going to have Beauty and the Beast.
They said it's an e-ticket.
I remember you were so excited because you were like, oh, is that Fantasyland? Like, you're like, they're like, no, that's Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, and I guess there's going to be a little Gaston's Tavern.
So there's going to be a lot. Usually if it's a dark ride to be e-ticket level means there's a lot of animatronics.
That's the content I'm here for.
Because Haunted Mansion was e-ticket, Pirates is e-ticket. It's not just like riverboat with shaman captain lady
right
where there's one like
right
there's some hardcore
yeah
they invested
yeah
and we're invested
god bless it opens on my mom's birthday which I think is serendipitous
it is well you're gonna be going I hopefully
yes.
will be going but you for sure will be going
yes
just depends how much we can drug deal or will I be watching Hemingway
oh that's a good idea
yes be like sorry mom I have to stay with my boyfriend Hemingway.
Maybe
by the time you come back, he will tolerate me.
Oh.
I will get up to that. And he'll be fat with treats.
Probably. I give him so many treats. Dale is like, stop, because sometimes he'll barf.
Oh, I gave him three, and then I was like, that's enough. And then I let him lick my fingers.
Yeah.
He's a pretty kitty.
He's fine.
This is the Hemingway podcast. new entertainment is coming to the Golden Horseshoe at Disneyland.
Hooray!
There will be a strolling magician doing close-up magic in the fall. And in the winter, there will be dueling piano players ready for a good old-fashioned hoedown. That's directly from the Disney
site.
Oh,
my gosh. That sounds amazing.
And the close-up magic will also be he or she will be going on to the Columbia and Mark Twain as well. Like, he'll be wandering around.
Oh, my gosh. Is it Joe Bluth?
It is Joe Bluth, yes.
Wow.
Yes, it is.
And he will be doing tricks or illusions?
Illusions, Michael. Tricks is something else that I can't say on our podcast. Does for money.
Got it.
Or something else. Yeah, so that's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always like close-up magic. Who's not a fan? And then, yeah, in winter, it's basically going to be like there's two dueling pianos, and they're going to be playing, and I think they take Request from what I read off the Disney site.
What? So it's basically the piano bar in Orlando, except no alcohol. Okay,
yes.
Great.
And they kind
but
of like...
But instead of alcohol, there's chicken fingers?
Yes.
Yeah.
And funnel cake.
I mean...
Fun. The word fun is in it.
It's literally in it.
Fun. I hope they have the magician and the dueling pianos, but I don't think that's the case. Magician loses his job in winter.
Sorry.
You can come to my house parties. But yeah, they'll be... and I guess it's like the point is like to get people dancing and they'll be... I don't get really what dueling pianos is. I used to think when I was little that was people hitting each other with pianos.
Wait, are you serious? You don't know what that is?
No. It's just pianos playing against each other.
The only place I've ever been to with dueling pianos is Jelly Rolls in Orlando.
And do they hit each other with pianos?
No.
Well,
And I was really drunk, so I don't remember. But it was fun.
They just play at the same time?
Is
one
I
Elton
know.
John?
I don't know.
Someone please explain what dueling pianos are
to us. No, I can't remember.
Because Sober Michelle doesn't remember.
No.
And I'm supposed to tell you not to touch your eye.
I thought you wouldn't rat me out.
I didn't rat you out. I'm telling you this is my authority. So a new round of mobile order buttons have been released at Disneyland. And DCA. So if you order from Refreshment Corner, the Stage Door Cafe, and Adorable Frosted Treats, you can get a new badge or button or whatever they are.
Oh, okay.
I haven't done that yet. I haven't ordered from any of those locations. I ordered from Be Our Guest. What's Red Rose Tavern today? Uh-huh. And you did not get a button. And then the lady there spent like 10 minutes telling me about a Beauty and the Beast dress. And I was just like, wrong audience, ma'am. Let me go tell my friend.
Where's Michelle?
And she couldn't remember the character's name. So she kept pointing to like different characters in there. And she's like, but it's this one. It was Mrs. Potts. And this one. And I'm like, oh, Chip.
What?
Yeah.
What the heck experience was that?
This was, yeah, she was just like a very chatty lady inside Red Rose Tavern. And she kept asking the girl next to her, too.
When I go to Be Our Guest in Orlando, I always mm-hmm. ask the servers what enchanted object they used to be.
Oh, do they ever answer?
They don't find it amusing.
Oh, no. So there is now a black piece of paper inside red kyber crystal canisters to prevent guests from looking to see if a black crystal is inside. So there was a hack that a lot of people did, which I refused to do, where so if you got certain red kyber crystals, there was a black crystal inside. You could hold it up to the light and see if there was a black crystal. But now to prevent that, they put a piece of paper in there.
Why? I don't understand. This is the... Okay. As someone who buys blind boxes a lot, mm-hmm. it's so frustrating. Just, I want to give you money for what I want. Yeah. Why do I have to play this game?
The worst was, I told you what happened when that guy put out three crystals in front of me, the employee, the cast member, and was like, one of these is a black crystal. And I was like, can you tell me? He said, no. I said, okay, well, which one would you pick? He's like, you have to decide. So I picked one and I got it. It was a red crystal. And I'm like, I would have rather him not tell me than know I could have gotten it and didn't.
I want to give you money for what I want.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of times for blind box stuff, mm-hmm. I go on eBay. Because I'm like, I just want the Bell stuff. I don't care.
Because I don't want to buy 10 red crystals hoping I'm going to get a black, which that's what they want you to do.
Right.
It just looks like poop. But yeah, I guess that was a big enough deal. And people were selling them on eBay for a lot of money. So they were really just like going through with like Veruca Salt, and like they were opening all the chocolate bars getting for the golden ticket. I think people did that.
Oh yeah. So are the red crystals on eBay for cheap?
No, they're not cheap. Well, now all the crystals, they used to be like really expensive. Then they re-released them and now they're like probably $50. No, they're like $30, and it's like $10 to buy it in the park, or $12.
Oh.
And then the black one, though, people were saying can go up to like $300.
What?
Yeah. Because they're pretty rare and they're hard to get.
I want a white one.
I have a white one. You have to.
Can you just buy it?
Yeah, that one you can buy. And then apparently it's like there's two kinds of blue crystals. So all the crystals, there's two kinds, but there's no way to tell the difference until you put it into a holocron. So, like, there's different voices. So, you could buy five of the same blue crystal, and they're all crystal number one, but I want crystal number two.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, Disney, why are you doing this to me? I love it, but why are you doing this to me? Just sell me what I want, Disney, so I can save some money. Construction walls have come down between the Pixar Pals and Mickey and Friends parking structure at Disneyland. So, now there's a big, like, I don't know if you call it Esplanade.
Oh, yeah, that big area. It's really pretty.
It is. I was hoping they would put, like, a Starbucks cart there, but they did not.
Oh!
Yeah. But Disney, if you want ideas, Starbucks cart or something. It's just, like, it's just wide open space.
I wish that they would, you know how they have the Pixar ball? I wish they would put, like, a Mickey Mouse.
Oh, that would be cool.
Like, Mickey with his arms out.
I wish they had more retail. Like, oh, you didn't get this? Here's some top sellers in the parks.
No, I think that would congest things.
That's true.
And the same thing, Starbucks would congest things in the morning.
That's true.
And I like the idea of that area not being congested. Because it seems like one side is for drop-off and one side is for pickup, which is very... Which I really like.
Mm-hmm. I walked across the bridge today.
How was it?
It was fun. Jenny made me do a video where she pretended like we were doing a POV, and she had me, like, moving my hands in front. And it was pretty funny. Yeah.
Where is it? Is it on Instagram?
Yeah, it's on our stories right now. By the time this comes out, it won't be on our stories anymore, but it was on our stories
unless you save it.
I could save it Saturday. I mean, it's what's today?
Saturday?
21st.
Yeah.
So I thought of an idea for a new segment we could do. We'll probably not do it again after this week.
Sure.
It's what do we think Disney Daddy is up to?
Ooh!
So the reality is he's watching soccer because that's all he tweeted about this week.
Okay.
So this is Michael Eisner, but what would you like Michael Eisner to be up to?
I think that he is secretly dating Khloe Kardashian.
As he should.
I would love that. Two of my favorite celebrities.
I think that he is in Palm Springs with his wife, and they are golfing, and he's hitting the golf ball really high, and she's like, dear, what are you hitting it at? There's nothing up there. And he's like, there's always cameras watching.
Okay.
And that's what I think.
Until next week. Jasmine?
Yes, Michelle?
I had a dream.
What was this dream about, Michelle?
It was about a Disneyland knockoff in Japan with little English children as a mascot.
Little English guard children?
Yes! Did you have the same dream too?
Yes! It's a Nara Dreamland.
Oh!
So today we're going to talk about the infamous Nara Dreamland. I'm not sure how many people have heard of this. A few people I've talked to have heard of it, but a lot of people have not. So, if you like Disneyland, but also like abandoned theme parks,
this is the podcast for you.
So, just some general thoughts about Nara Dreamland.
Well, let's tell you what it is in general.
Yes.
So, basic overview was, in the 50s, a Japanese businessman came to Disneyland and was like, this is a great idea. And Walt Disney's like, yes. And so,
yes,
the two of them were like, it was going to be called, instead of Dreamland, it was...
Probably Disneyland.
Nara Disneyland.
Yeah, I mean, I have more details, but I'm enjoying this overview for
Michelle. I'm just going to give a brief overview. And then they couldn't, of course, like it all, the talks were going great, and then everything fell apart because of money, so they changed the name
licensing.
To Nara Dreamland. And then, so like this amazing, like, Disney kind of knockoff happened.
With like an exact castle, an exact Main Street, Jungle Cruise, Matterhorn, like.
Yeah.
But kind of not as good.
Right. And so that, and then that's Nara's Dreamland. It closed in the 90s?
2006.
Okay, closed in the 2000s, in the aught.
And then it was abandoned for 10 years.
And people would go
and it was probably
explore.
More popular then.
Yeah.
A lot that's of urban... Oh, sorry.
No, that's how I find out about it.
Yeah.
And that's basically it. So that's what we're going to tell you some more details about.
So we're going to get into it.
Let's do it!
Let's do it! So, apologize if I mispronounce any Japanese names. Disclaimer.
Hi.
Kunzio Matsuo. The president of Matsuo Entertainment Company, I put present because my notes are famous for misspellings, visited Disneyland in the late 50s. So he went to Disneyland. I think it's implied that he had heard about it, but I think he was also there for business.
Hmm.
So he's there and he's like, this is awesome. Opposite of gross. It's fantastic. So impressed by the park, he met with Walt Disney, the Walt Disney name drop, about bringing the park to Nara, a former capital of Japan. So there are several former capitals of Japan. There's, I think Osaka, was that a capital?
Sure.
Nara was basically the capital in, like, the 700s, like, 784 to, like, 795.
There were many capitals of New York State.
Yes.
Kingston. Kingston, yes. New York used to be the capital of New York State.
Well, wasn't New York the capital of the United States?
Yeah, until Hamilton sold us down the river.
Yes. Do you know Hamilton's buried in New York City? Do you know he's buried in the same cemetery as Angelica?
Aww.
Yeah, I mean, his wife's buried there too, but I just thought that was romantic. I don't know if they really had anything going on.
No, they didn't. So she was older than him, and she ran away with some guy before they even met, like, was married.
But like, Lin-Manuel Miranda's like, I got this guy.
Look, you have to have a little pizzazz in a musical.
So you can have a song about sisters sacrificing.
Yeah.
And then making Jasmine cry. Matsuo, he was acting on behalf of the Japanese Dream Sightseeing Company, and he said, let's bring this park to Tokyo. I think the people of Tokyo, not Tokyo, Japan, I think the people of Japan would really like this park. And everyone's like, yeah, duh, it's awesome.
Yeah.
So, they made a deal with Disney, but I don't know if anything, so basically I think Imagineers, whatever, it wasn't Imagineers
WED.
At the time, WED helped, like, they basically built an almost exact replica of Disneyland, but, like, not as nice.
Which is weird, because you think that Disney would be like, I want it to be, like, this, the standard of Disneyland. Because even when you look at it, like, opening day and those old, old videos, it's like, oh, this is not as cute.
Yes. It's definitely not as cute. Like, the Matterhorn's not, like, all the rides are just kind of like, meh.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, Disneyland wasn't even what Walt wanted originally, but it was still pretty nice.
Yeah.
Like, the castle's the same.
Yeah.
I mean, they updated it recently, but like...
Thanks, Kim Irvine.
Yay! We love you, Kim Irvine! So the park was built, but Disney and Matsuo could not come up or could not come to an agreement on licensing. So Disney pulled his support and the park had to create original characters and rides. Thus, NAR Dreamland, the Disney knockoff park, was born.
Diddle-doo,
diddle-doo. So yeah, it's basically, if you watch any video about this, Defunctland has a great video.
Of course.
Obviously, he has a great video on everything.
Except his face.
Yes. Dare to Dream. And it just basically looks so much like, it's creepily like Disneyland. And I've also watched, I'll get into this a little more later. I say, that's like my thing for this podcast, is I always say, I'll get into this more later. And then I don't even know if I ever do.
Oh, who knows?
So it looks like eerily like Disneyland. Like there's certain parts of it where like, as much as I go to Disneyland, even I had a hard time telling in some of the videos of people going.
One difference, they had a church.
They did have a church, yeah.
Which we were just saying, like, can you imagine what kind of uproar there would be if Disneyland on Main Street, they made like a little nook and they put like a little church. And in that church, you know, it was something having to do with the Disney movie, like Ichabod Crane or something.
No matter what you did, you would offend everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Because like if you put something not a particular religion there, people would get offended.
Yep.
If you did, people would get like, no matter what, offense.
Yep.
Offense. Just like when they put the store inside the movie theater. Offense. The park opened July 1st, 1961. So Disney parks in the 50s and 60s like to open in July. But then later, they like to open at different points of the year. So,
it's fact.
You know, Hong Kong opened 11 years ago.
No.
In September.
No. No.
And then I think Tokyo Disney opened in April. They like to do things in April. I think because their summers vacation, what we would consider summer vacations in the spring.
Oh.
Yeah. I think that's why a lot of things. This is purely based on like Sailor Moon.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, I think.
So a reliable source.
Very reliable source. Okay, someone please correct me if I'm wrong. But then you're telling Sailor Moon she's a liar.
So yeah.
The land was made to be an almost exact copy of Disneyland with a hub and spoke and wheel design. So you know how Disney has like the hub and then the land's kind of, it's not, remember back to 1955 how Disneyland used to be. It used to be like there was a central hub kind of around the castle where the partner statue is now and all the lands went off from there. Now, of course, there's Toontoon and other things, but like pretty much
your precious blue milk land.
My precious blue milk, yeah, blue milk, yum yum. I made a video with Jenny of me getting really excited and I kept going, blue milk, and then I couldn't post it because I had lipstick all over my teeth. I should have just posted it anyway.
Yeah.
And then I got my blue milk and I was happy.
Hooray!
Hooray for blue milk. So yeah, the park had a similar design. If you look at park maps, it looks very similar to Disneyland. Mm-hmm. Like the layout is almost identical. It's even like a circular park and the lands go out and there's like a little Jungle Cruise area. So it was a pay-as-you-go style park similar to early Disneyland. So pay-as-you-go just means you get in for free to the park and you pay per ride.
Right.
Disneyland was like this until almost the 80s, I think. Like, I think they still had e-ticket, like the ticket books until early 80s.
That's pretty cool.
I know my parents, when they came from Iran and they came to visit California, my mom said they went to Disneyland and she got everyone's e-tickets rides because they were too afraid to go on them.
Oh my gosh.
So they all watched my sister and went on It's a Small World and my mom just went on like Matterhorn 10 times.
Oh, I love your mom.
And Space Mountain.
Your mom is a queen.
She is the queen of them all.
She is the queen of Jordan.
It's very difficult to have a mom who's better looking than you.
I mean, I get that. My mom is way cuter than I am.
It's like, what happened, moms? The mascots of the park were Ray Chan and Dory Chan, two children dressed like British guards. There's a name for the style of guard, but I can't remember it.
The Buckingham Palace guards.
Yeah, the ones with the fuzzy hats. The Ray
there's
Chan.
There's a Sherlock episode about it.
Oh, yeah. And the guy, I remember that.
That's a good episode.
And that's the guy in Harry Potter with a really long neck. Yeah. It's one of the Gryffindors is the guy in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
With a really long neck.
Jeremy?
Yeah, Jeremy. Jeremy Baramee.
Oh, cool,
yeah.
cool.
At its peak, the park had 1.6 million visitors a year. So it did well. Good for you. Good for you, NAR Dreamland.
We're proud of you.
I'm dreaming of you. Over the years, they added more rides. But so opening day, roughly opening day, So I do have to say, this was one of the more difficult episodes to research because the most information I could find was on the abandoned park. The entrance was exactly the same as Disneyland's with an identical train station. So it had a one-stop train station that went along the park, and it looks... Please look up pictures. It looks...
It's identical. It's or identical. No, just look at a picture of Disneyland.
Yeah, it's imagine that. That's a Dreamland instead. It's like up on... It's like up higher like it is at Disneyland. It's a little elevated.
Up on a hilltop, there's a train. Similar drives you insane.
Nara Dreamland looks more like Disneyland than Disney World does.
Yeah.
I would say that for sure.
Yeah.
Because they were not trying to improve on anything.
No.
There was a Main Street USA with tracks down the middle. So, you know, Disneyland...
Oh, good, so you can still twist your ankle?
Yeah, so you can still twist your...
Oh, thank God.
How come people haven't, like... Do people, like, sue over that? Like, Jenny tripped in that today. I'm just still surprised they have that.
So there's a thing called a cheese that you can put in the track. What do you call it? To kind of flatten it out. But... You use those tracks, like the horses follow those tracks
constantly.
And also, I would think that, the argument would be like, well, they're not hidden.
Yeah.
They're not, you can clearly see them. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it would be like falling off a cliff was clearly marked.
People sue over much stupider things than that.
I just feel like the argument must be like, so these famous tracks that you've seen. Mm-hmm. That are not hidden at all, you tripped over them and you want to sue. Do you know what I mean?
I think that they should just let the horses run free and get rid of the tracks and I can pet them all.
I had a conversation with some ladies that were like, I don't believe in riding horses anymore. And I'm like, I don't know.
But also, like, you don't need to. If you don't believe in it, you could very easily avoid it.
And that's what she was doing. And I'm like, oh, I like riding horses.
I personally don't enjoy riding horses, so I don't do it.
Oh, I do.
Because it hurts my...
Quaffle.
My quaffle, yes. Yeah. Hurts my lady bits. So there was an opera house, a fire station, and a town hall which adorned the old-timey town. I don't know if it was called Main Street USA, but it was Main Street USA. And there was also a church. So, yeah.
Those are the angels.
Yes, those are. Sorry, everyone. I am off key. So old-timey vehicles took you, because it's not there anymore.
Like the double-decker bus. Like.
Yes. Took you down Main Street. So it included a horse-drawn carriage and an omnibus. So an omnibus is the double-decker bus. Do they still have that bus? I haven't seen that in a while at Disneyland.
I mean, I'm never there in the morning.
Yeah. I've seen... Obviously, you see the horses.
Yeah.
You see that fire truck once in a while.
Yep. Ding, 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 ding.
Is there anything else? I have not seen those buses in a long time.
I don't know.
I've seen... Is it the fire truck? They have something else. I can't remember what it is. And they decorate it with flowers on... Not 4th of July.
Easter?
No. Love holiday. Valentine's Day.
Oh, my. Love holiday. Yeah, I want to say that was the last time I saw a double-decker bus.
When was that? Somebody go find out about this. We're not going to do it. Go find out about this double-decker bus.
We've got a lot going on.
Go ask Bobby Iger what happened to my double-decker bus.
What happened?
Ask Bob Chapek in his white polo, comfy shirt.
I always wonder, when men are bald, is that like something like Ladies Under Arms where they shave it every day?
One person I know who is balding... Who shaved his head does shave it almost every day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because it's like, it just grows back in patches. Mm. And then I thought, like, this is how weird I am. I thought, if I shaved my head, that's more skincare for me to deal with.
Like, and you like that.
I do like that. Like, I could do more skincare on more parts of my body. Because the face, then your face just goes back infinitely. This is why we shouldn't record at 11 o'clock at night. Because these are the thoughts I have.
Late night thoughts.
Most of the signs were in English in the park. I thought that was interesting. So when I was watching the videos of the abandoned place, almost all the signs were in English. And it wasn't like English and Japanese. It was English.
Huh.
Like, it was like burgers and like rides and like safety.
Really?
Yeah. It was just weird. Like, all the signs. Maybe it was like to help with the immersion. And this was in the Main Street section. But...
Well, maybe because like it's Britain?
Well, it's supposed to be Missouri. The British twins, that was just like a fluke. The whole place is supposed to be, it's Mars Lane, Missouri. It's supposed to be like old-timey USA town, so I don't know.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Who's to say? The lands had the same names. Okay, so this I couldn't 100% confirmed. Mm-hmm. So I just heard from most sources this fact with a, you know,
allegedly.
The lands had the same names as their Disneyland counterparts, including a Fantasyland. I also heard it referred to as Fairyland, Adventureland, and Tomorrowland. The only one I could confirm was Adventureland because I saw the sign for it.
Oh, cool.
But, like, there was a Tomorrowland, but I don't know if it was called Tomorrowland. There was a Fantasyland, but I don't know if it was called Fairy, you know.
Yeah.
So, but basically, it was the exact same layout as Disneyland. The only difference was they had an Ancestor Land instead of Frontierland.
Uh-huh.
With brothels.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they had, they basically had a land that was supposed to be, like, traditional Japanese land, similar to Frontierland to us. Mm-hmm. Like, it's showing an old-timey part of America. They were showing an old-timey part of Japan. And they showed other depictions of Japanese life, but the part, of course, that stood out to me was, and brothels.
Mm.
I don't think there were people in the brothels. I just think it was like, we know what this building is.
Wink.
Wink, wink, children. There was a jungle cruise in Adventureland called Adventure Jungle Cruise with the same story beats. It's a very different name. I guess the name Jungle Cruise isn't, I mean, maybe it is now, but it wasn't copywritten at the time.
Well,
now with the movie, there might be. Or is it just so generic, like Jungle Cruise? Like,
well, Kris Jenner trademarked Momager.
Oh, really? Yeah, but that's like very specific to her, though.
True.
Also, I think titles can't be trademarked.
Really?
I could be wrong about that, yeah. I don't know, rides, I think movie titles can't be trademarked and song titles can't be trademarked.
Oh.
So we could, like, say all the Beatles songs names, and I think we'd be fine.
There's been a hard podcast.
Well, now you're singing the tune.
But I changed the words.
That is true. You can sing because you changed the words. So if I said, like, Eleanor Rigby, hey, Jude, that's fine. But I couldn't sing them.
Jude is one of our listeners.
Oh, really?
Olga's son, Jude.
Oh, hey, Jude.
Hey, Jude.
They played that at my dad's birthday. That was the last song the Beatles band played.
Oh, and hey, Norm, that's his dad.
Oh, hey, Norm.
And then Olga has a second son, and for the life of me, Harrison.
Harrison Hightower.
Oh my gosh. Hi, Harrison. Sorry.
So the Jungle Cruise was the one. I tried so hard to find ride-through videos of it. I couldn't find it. The little clip I found, the guy was like, looked at a monkey, and he's like, that's my boss. And he was like, oh, that's my mother-in-law. Like, it was so like, is this trying to be, like, they heard American humor and they were trying to translate? It was in Japanese.
Uh-huh.
But, like, were they trying to make American humor for Japanese audiences, or is this Japanese humor?
That's actually super funny.
I really want to know this.
You should look at, like, try to translate. Why am I telling you this?
Uh-huh.
This is past tense. But
uh-huh.
Translate Adventureland Jungle Cruise into Japanese and then search those characters.
Oh, I should take the Jungle Cruise spiel and translate it to Japanese and translate it back into English.
Oh my, and then let me read it.
Yes.
I oh like my gosh.
Like, somebody in Japan or speaks Japanese, please help us make this a
no,
reality.
We don't want their help because
well,
we
need
want
a translator, though.
Google Translate.
Okay, that's true. Then they'll be really bad.
Exactly.
There was bobsleigh, a Matterhorn replica, and it was a pale imitation of the original. So basically, it's like they sculpted the top part of the mountain. It's the Matterhorn, but they sculpted the top part, and the rest are just like flat walls. Flat gray wall, like concrete. It's, you know, the Matterhorn, like, there's bits of it that you can tell, like, oh, that's concrete underneath there, but they still, like, painted it and, like, sculpted. There's not, like, a straight wall at any point in the Matterhorn on the outside. It's literally like the top they did, and then they got down and like, this is just a building.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's like a building with a hat.
It's a building with a hat, yeah. And they only painted the top, it looks like. Now, this could be old and it wore down, but just all the pictures I saw, and it's really small. It looks a lot smaller than our Matterhorn.
Huh.
Like, probably as tall, but very skinny.
Interesting.
Yeah. The Skyway went through this attraction, so they had a buckets ride, and it went through as well.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It's, like, so, it's, like, such a weird knockoff, but also it was kind of blessed by Disney, and then, like, the blessing was...
It was official. It wasn't knockoff to begin with.
Right.
It became knockoff de facto.
Right.
It's, like, yeah, they let the, it's, like, I build a Lego set with the master Lego builder, and then at the end he's, like, he knocks one thing over, and it's, like, not perfect.
Yeah.
That was a bad example.
No, it was good.
Okay. Thank you.
I get it.
But, yeah, because, yeah, it wasn't, like...
It's, like... You made the Ghostbuster house, firehouse, but like, see, I'm just thinking about Halloween things. I don't know why.
Halloween,
like,
Horror Nights.
Yeah, because we're recording at night, and I keep thinking a zombie is going to rise from the backyard and murder us.
Well, also, we have our proton packs. Well, I have Dale's, but there was a a giant Snow White that looked exactly like the Disney version in the same costume. I don't get what the context of the Snow White is. I just saw pictures of it. And she has like a hole below her crotch kind of by her leg. And I think you could poke your head through and take pictures.
What?
Like it, like a little circle.
And was it a statue or a person?
A statue, like a really tall statue. And she's kind of like bending back. Like, you know how models do like those weird poses and like they lean forward. It's like a, not a human pose.
Interesting.
And it's, yeah, it's just like probably like a 20-foot tall statue of Snow White. And it looks just like it's, you'd get in trouble for copyright. But I guess because they built it, I don't know.
Huh. Yeah.
And you could take pictures with it. Don't know what the purpose of it was, except that it's just like giant Snow White and you could take a picture.
So you put your head through and it looks like your head is in her crotch?
No, it just looks like, I don't even know if you could put your head through it. It just looked like there was a hole there and like you could take a picture and it was like almost like a house. Like this is the window in the house. It just was very strategically located.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm sure there was more to it. A lot of this is just speculation based on pictures I've seen.
I just want to, like, Google. I'm going to have a Google fest.
Tonight you can just look at all the you Googlies. Yeah, there's good picture, a lot of good pictures. And then there, I'd actually say the, there's a lot of good videos of people who visited the park in, like, the early 2000s. That was a good place to start. There was themed teacups with flowers painted on them. So, teacups.
Yeah.
But then I think they probably just painted them, like, teacups because Disney doesn't own teacups. Or do they?
Or do they?
And I think they were called teacups. There was a ride called Freeway, which was a copy of Autopia, but it had no track. So, the drivers could go crazy. So, you know in Autopia, there's, like, that thing you drive on? So, imagine that not being there.
Well, it didn't used to be there.
Oh, so, okay. So, it was, like, the 50s.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There were no laws in the 50s.
And, yeah, you could smoke. Frank Sinatra could smoke on the Autopia. Children could climb mountains and break legs. Children could smoke. Children were encouraged to smoke.
Yeah, no, I remember when I was a kid getting, like, candy cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. Like, I remember that. I love the bubblegum cigars.
Right?
Those like, are so good.
That's not a thing.
Cigars do not taste like bubblegum.
No.
They taste like sadness.
Yeah. They taste like so many expensive regrets.
They taste like sad old men.
Wah, wah.
There was a haunted house complete with a giant killer cat, or actually several giant killer cats, skeletons, and gruesome death scenes. It was also a scavenger hunt. So basically kids, so this predated the Haunted Mansion and it really had nothing. So Japan really is big on horror houses. I think this is just prevalent in a lot of Asian cultures where they really like to depict hell and they show the most terrifying, gruesome scenes.
Huh.
And like people being cut in half and being tortured and like awful things. And yeah, they just really like their haunted houses. And I watched the abandoned walkthrough and literally you go in a room and there's a giant cat like hanging over you, like just its paws in its face. Then there's, like, a room of, like, people being eaten by giants.
What?
And then there's, like, another giant cat. And then there's, like, skeletons behind this wall, like, in a prison. It just makes... I'm sure there's a narrative tie.
I have so much Googling to do.
Yes, I have to send you these videos. I have a list. I call it my research. It's my research channel on YouTube.
I call it research.
Research by Jasmine. Yeah, it just... I'm sure it makes sense. It's just terrifying. I've seen more terrifying haunted houses. Obviously, this one was toned down. And I also enjoy that every single person who goes through it is terrified. They're like, this is so terrifying. And it's very claustrophobic.
I really want to see that, but like abandoned. Because then that adds another layer of terror.
There's good videos on this.
Oh,
and one, they made it all the way through. And the girl kept wanting to turn back. And the guy's like, no. And it's creepy because people have done creepy things to it. So like, you know, it's not just like, it was already a scary dude. But then like somebody cut his head off.
Oh!
Yeah. You know, people in Japan went crazy there.
Okay.
They like the macabre. A unique ride was Turtle Boat, a dark ride in turtle boats, because it's called Turtle Boat, where you would learn the story of a Japanese princess in folklore. What was the name? Onami? I said, remember this name.
Yeah, and I was like, oh yeah, it's something tuna.
Onami tuna, yes.
Nutuma?
We just offended an entire country.
I have no idea. I'm so sorry.
Excellent theme parks.
Yes.
They're never going to let us go to Japan now, Michelle.
Oh, no!
But yeah, it was one of the original rides. I'm guessing it was a dark ride. You got on a boat and it was outside.
It's really cute. Like, it looks like you're on a turtle's back.
And then you go inside the show building, and haven't found any pictures of what was inside the show building.
Turtle shells.
I'm guessing it
Ninja
wasn't
Turtles.
Great. Yeah, it was Ninja Turtles. No, it was the princess, and it was her story, and I'm guessing it was fine. There was a Peter Pan-style ride called Miracle House that took riders on a tour over the nations of the world. So you're in pirate boats, and you're suspended from the air. And clearly it was going to be a Peter Pan ride. And then they couldn't get it. So they're like, Miracle House.
I love that.
It's cute. Yeah. And you just go over different countries of the world. But I think they only went over like 3 countries.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. I mean, it's still cool.
Yeah.
There were flying saucers and a monorail that adorned Tomorrowland. There also was possibly submarines. I thought there were submarines. Then I couldn't find them on any map. Then I said there weren't submarines in my notes, so I didn't have them, so I just added them just now. But then I saw a map that was older than the original one I saw, and there I might have figured out where the submarines could have been. They also could have been in our Dreamland sister park, which I have on my notes for later.
What?
Yes.
There's a sister park?
Oh, yeah, there's a sister park that also closed.
Bum, bum,
yep.
Bum!
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I still have not been able to confirm for you, ladies and gentlemen, and everything in between, if there were submarines.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah. Apparently there were. So let's just pretend there were, because nobody can prove it now.
Okay.
But yeah, I found one map where they might have been where Tomorrowland is supposed to be, but I couldn't tell exactly.
Huh.
Because it's not like there's great documentation of these maps. There was also an Ancestor Land, which had miniature replicas of Japanese sites. They even had the brothels. So I talked about that with the brothels.
Yeah.
They had like little like sites of Japan. It was basically like Tiny Town.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also had like, it was, yeah, it's like, you know, we walk through Frontierland and it's like, there's the shooting range.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Golden Horseshoe, which is brothel. And
is that?
I mean, isn't that what it's supposed to be?
I thought it was like a saloon.
Yeah, but wasn't that what saloons were?
I don't think so.
I mean, the ladies in the short dresses.
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, it'd be presumptuous, but I could be like...
Now I need like, to watch The Magnificent Seven again.
You need to watch any Mae West movie. I think it's kind of like a wink, wink, wink. Again, why we shouldn't record podcasts at this time of night.
Winkity, blinkity,
winkity, blink.
Shminkly.
We're not so different, you and I, in our dreamland.
You read books, I color them.
But it just sounded cool, sounded unique, and it was mm-hmm. a unique aspect of the park. This eventually did get bulldozed and turned into a water park, though. Like, oh, we have culture? Gross. Let's turn it into a water park. So the water park was there until the park closed.
Wow.
Yeah. There were also several roller coasters that were added over the years. The most famous ride of Nara Dreamland is the Screw roller coaster. So if you ever see a picture and it's still of a roller coaster that's like two circles... That's the famous roller coaster.
Oh, so it has two barrel rolls?
Yeah, barrel rolls, yeah.
Oh, cool.
So the park really looked like Disney at the beginning, and then eventually they added more and more. They had like a wooden roller coaster and other kinds of roller coasters. So eventually, yeah, it just became more and more...
like a Six Flags.
Like Six Flags, yeah. Like a Cedar Woods or Cedar Park or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
Like a Paramount Park.
Yeah.
We're talking about that today. So going to the decline now.
Ooh,
so Tokyo Disneyland opened in 1983, causing a sharp decline in Nara Dreamland's attendance. So it's like, oh, we have this bootleg one. Oh, just kidding. We have a real Disneyland now.
Right.
And people were like, no. And it was also in Tokyo, which a lot of people live in. And Nara has a lot smaller of a population than Tokyo.
Yeah. So people would have to like leave, like yes. go to Nara.
I think it was like 4 hours away.
Ugh.
Yeah. When I looked at it the other day, it was a 6-hour drive, so it was far.
Yeah.
So a supermarket chain called DAIEI, I don't know how you'd say that, DAIEI, purchased the park in 1993. DAIEI.
DAIEI?
Yeah. Maybe.
DAIEI?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
But they bought him. So then that was the first nail in the coffin. Then, with the opening of Tokyo Disney Sea and Universal Studios Japan, park attendance eventually dropped to 400,000 visitors a year.
Ugh.
So basically, I think Universal Studios Japan is really close. I think it's within an hour. It might even be closer than that.
Uh-huh.
So that really was just like, oh yeah, you could go to... And I think Universal is now... Japan is the fourth most attended park in the world.
Wow.
It's in the top 10 for sure.
What's the number one?
Number one is Magic Kingdom. Number two is Disneyland. I think number three is Tokyo Disney.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of them are in... They're all almost all Disney parks. And then, like, Paris is, like, number 20.
Yeah.
the Paris one that's the Hollywood one.
Yeah.
That one's just like...
Someone was like, how many Disney theme parks are there? And I was like, 12.
Uh-huh.
Then I was like, let me do the math. 4, 6 in the United States,
yep.
2 in Paris, 2 in Tokyo, 2 in... And then
One so in Hong Kong, one in Shanghai.
And they were like, there's not two in Paris. I'm like, yeah, there are. They're like, uh-uh. I'm like, there's DLP.
Uh-huh.
And then there's the studios.
Was this the same person that argued with me about there being a Hong Kong Disney?
Maybe.
So slowly, stores and rides began to shut down. While the park remained open, nature began to reclaim the park and wild animals ran around. So literally, it was so abandoned, there was just animals running around. Rides were closed. Things were becoming overgrown. Rides were just literally falling apart in front of people. There's a good video of this I have to send you. I think I write who does it, but it's like later on in my notes. Oh, it's Your Mileage May Carry went in 2005 and filmed their trip.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good video to watch. Basically, if you type in Nara Dreamland, they're all gold. You're not going to go wrong. The park was virtually empty during the 90s and 2000s. The rides were not maintained and there was trash everywhere. So it was Anarchy Park.
Wow.
Like, you watching the paint was chipped, like, so, shops were closed and started to be, so they boarded up shops. They literally took the shops, boarded them up.
Uh-huh.
Buildings began to visibly rot. So literally, like, you just watched, it looked like it was abandoned already.
Oh my gosh, it's so creepy.
Rides also began to close and were never opened again.
Uh-huh.
So it just really was not a good maintained park for a long time.
Well, a supermarket. I'm sure, like, I'm sure the people who run that supermarket are good at running supermarkets.
Yes.
But running a theme park is a completely different animal,
well,
I'm
also,
sure.
Also, they didn't have enough attendance. Like, right. When you watch videos, it's empty. Like, you could run around going, rah, and no, you wouldn't run into a soul.
I am a Jedi!
Yeah, and you wouldn't run into a soul.
Wow.
Oh, there's a video from Your Mileage May Carry, which I mentioned, made in April 2005, which shows the park as a ghost town. There were so few guests, it looked closed. So paint was old and worn down and, like, patchy.
Mm-hmm.
Large areas had just nothing but dirt.
Whoa!
The ticket machine was automated. So for rides, it was just automated.
Uh-huh.
And then one attraction was a small wooden slide. I just, like, think they were adding attractions, and it was literally, like, a child slide. Like, you'd see at a playground for free.
Here is some marbles. See what trouble you can get into.
Here's a dirt pile. Here's a shovel.
Hooray!
Small child. People in these videos were going on the roller coasters and rides. I'm like, you are taking your life into your hands.
Yeah.
Like, it showed them going on the Jungle Cruise, and there was no... Oh, this is a different video, and they were the only person on the ride. They were on the monorail. They were the only person on the monorail. Like, imagine working in that park, too, like... Yay, visitors!
I would love to interview someone who worked there, especially at the end, you know?
Oh, that would be great. I'd love to talk to anybody who went there at the end. Just,
yeah.
I think that became slowly, like, when people were going to Tokyo, that became a very popular place to go to. I mean, if it was still around, I would make you go when we went to Tokyo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we'd be like, woo, taking a picture in front of the rotting rides and the Nari-chan. The park officially closed August 31st, 2006. The park's closing ceremony was sparsely attended. It rained that afternoon on closing day. Most people just went home.
Yeah, didn't they close early?
I don't know if they closed early. I think maybe they closed early. And it was just very sad and depressing.
The video looked really sad.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen that video of closing day. And I felt so bad, mostly for those characters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, like, a Toy Story person.
Yeah.
So I'm like, those characters, like, they will be forgotten. Like,
yes.
Bing bong. And they'll disappear.
And they'll just be painted on the ground. Because now it's all torn down. We're getting to that. But it just, yeah, it's just very sad to me.
Aww.
And they're just Dory Chan and...
The other Chan.
The other one, Jackie Chan. So the park remained abandoned for 10 years and became very popular with urban explorers. So I encourage you to watch any video of this. Technically, they're all illegal, but...
We're not encouraging you to become an urban explorer.
But if you do, we will probably watch your video.
We will absolutely watch your video.
Unless we're that one guy who I kind of find irritating, who breaks into everything and is like been banned from Disney.
The one that went into Disney Quest?
Was that him?
I don't know.
It's the one he, like, they interview him and he just sounds so flippant and I just want to, like, wash his mouth out with soap.
Wow.
Yeah. In a non-romantic way. In a non-respectful way.
Oh, I was like, yeah, that... I know how romantic it can be washing someone's mouth out with soap.
So holes were made in the fence surrounding the park by explorers for other explorers. So this one video I watched, they literally were like, we found this hole. Clearly it was made by somebody else.
Wow.
Ride vehicles were left on the tracks and chairs were still in the restaurants. Cars were in garages, like cars were in the garages. Basically everything was left behind, including merchandise. So they went into stores and there was tons of merchandise. They went into the restaurants. There were like churro makers and popcorn makers.
Was there popcorn there?
No, I don't think you would eat that.
Oh, no, I wasn't saying yeah. that. I was just, I'm going to run on eBay really quick and see if there's any merch.
Okay. Yeah. Like you could just go into the store and like they had calendars that were 10 years old and different things.
Oh my gosh. That's like, what a time warp.
I know. It looked like, what was that? Priyapip. The in Russia, the town that they had that, I know I'm not saying it right, that they had the nuclear thing happen, the nuclear plant had issues. Like, it looked like that. Just like a town people abandoned. Urban explorers like to... Oh, this was something I learned. Urban explorers like to collect plastic balls from the park and bring them back to this one hostel that's name I couldn't remember. But they literally would just go and collect souvenirs from the park. And just, yeah, it was part of the, like, I went to Nara Dreamland. Look at this. The monorail was also left on the track so explorers... They didn't leave it so explorers could go inside, but, like, right. It was just there. And yeah, they just left ride vehicles on the tracks outside of Adventure Jungle Cruise. Oh, this is kind of creepy. So they left all the boats in the dock and they were all sinking. So all the boats were just halfway in the water. There was a mannequin with his head ripped off with a noose around his neck that at one point had a mascot squirrel's head on top of it. So people would just kind of...
Oh my gosh.
People would move things around. It was disturbing. Oh, Michelle's looking up at pictures right now.
I was trying to look for merchandise.
There's way more pictures of it abandoned than anything else. And people were brave because they were like climbing on stuff. I'm like, oh yeah, I've seen so... We just looked at a picture of Thomas the Tank Engine and I've seen that so many times where his face is smashed in. Like people just went in and destroyed that park after. The props were moved around creating a gruesome and inappropriate diorama. So like... They did that with the thing. They took this one, like, pirate that was supposed to be climbing this mast, and they, like, put him... They basically just made everything look like it was dying. They smashed in poor Thomas the Tank Engine's face.
Aw, poor guy.
It's just really sad. Vandals desecrated the place, ruining the beauty of the abandoned park. Many items were also stolen. So originally it was just left there, and then basically as explorers would go back, they would see every time, like, something that was there was now destroyed. So eventually, the Haunted Mansion did stay intact quite a bit because a lot of it was behind cages, so they couldn't get to that stuff. But anything they could get to, they would. There was an arcade where people went in and smashed all the arcade games, and they were just full working, functioning arcade games and just smashed them all.
That's crazy to me because whenever, I guess this is close-minded of me, but like whenever I think of Japan, I always think of very... sweet, respectful people.
That's what they're saying in the video. And they're like, yeah, but I guess in any country, young people are just...
the worst.
Full of rage.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, not everyone can be great. Though the haunted house was particularly creepy with all the mannequins still in their scary scenes. So this was every video you watch where they go in the haunted mansion. It's not haunted mansion, the haunted house.
The haunted mansion equivalent.
Yes. Which was a walkthrough. One side was boarded up, so I think they tend to go through just one side.
Uh-huh.
And then, yeah, it's everyone gets really creeped out by it. Because that's probably the most intact part of the whole park. Because I don't think there were any dark rides that people could get to. Because I don't think the boat, I think that eventually they got rid of the turtle boat. Because I could imagine people, like, trying to swim, like, turtle. Well, the water was drained, so just walking through turtle boat.
Oh my gosh.
A lot of the videos they do show, that like, the water park took over a lot of the park. They do tend to show the same few things because it was like roller coasters. A few people were like the Skyway Buckets was the most reclaimed by nature, but a few people were brave and like climbed up to it. And
well,
that
they're
like
insane.
Literally like the gondolas or whatever they're called are still there on the little lines and the lines are still up. Well, not anymore because it's torn down, but at that point. In the Proper People's video of the abandoned park, I like that one a lot, they encounter several other groups exploring as well as some vandals. So as they're exploring the park, they run into a group of Japanese, like, young people, and they're, like, are trying to communicate with each other. Youth, exactly. Oh, yeah, that's the haunted, people being eaten. She's looking at pictures of the haunted house. It's creepy, because the whole night, they kept, like, hearing people breaking stuff, and they were trying to avoid them, because obviously, like, you don't want to run into angry youths. And they, like, would be up in the tower, like, on the water slide, and they would see them, like, in the distance, so they knew, like, okay, don't go over there. And then they went into the arcade after they left, and they basically smashed up the whole arcade.
Oh my gosh.
So after 10 years of being vacant, demolition was completed on December 2017. It took so long to demolish because the cost was too high to demolish. So basically they just left it there because it was like, this is too expensive.
Yeah.
I believe it got turned into homes. I'm not sure. I don't even know if they've rebuilt it because that's not that much time. That's 2 years.
Yeah.
So now it's all gone. You can't go there. So there was a sister park called Yokohama Dreamland in Totosaka. It was Japan's first major amusement park. So it wasn't a theme park, it was an amusement park.
What's the difference?
Amusement park is just rides. Theme park has a theme. So, like, Disneyland's has several themes. Six Flags is an amusement park.
Got it.
Yeah.
What is Busch Gardens then? Because isn't the theme, like, nature?
Yeah, I think they would be considered a theme. I think they started out as an amusement park and became a theme park. I think
what's Knott's?
Knott's is a theme park because it was always like an old Western theme, and then all the lands tend to have themes.
Got it.
That's one that really straddles the line. If you remove the Western town, Calico, from that, I would call that an amusement park.
Okay.
But Calico puts in some theming.
But Six Flags would be...
I would consider that an amusement park, but maybe, I don't know what other people consider that. Amusement parks, like Coney Island's an amusement park.
Hmm.
Yeah, it doesn't have, like, unless the theme is Coney Island. So this first major amusement park was opened in 1964, closed in 2001. This was the one I couldn't tell if the submarines were there or in Nara, but...
Oh, okay.
Who can say?
Who's to say?
Who's to say? So what are our final thoughts on Nara Dreamland abandonment issues?
Well, look, I think it's such a... I'm so torn on this, because, like... On the one hand, anything abandoned and creepy is abandoned and creepy, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's also sad that, like, someone's dream kind of was reclaimed. And, like, the little boy... That's why I was kind of looking for merch really quickly. Like, I would love to have a little Nara Dreamland Melvin Chan and Julie Chan. I don't know their names. But, like, the little soldiers, you know. I think that would be really cute. But I don't know. But there's something... so terrifying about an abandoned amusement or theme park, because it's like something that was supposed to bring so much joy now brings so much terror.
And it reminded me of, did you ever see the art installation Abysmal Land by Banksy?
Yes.
It reminded me a lot of that.
Yeah.
Like, so I would want to go to that park at any stage. I'd want to go when it opened. I want to go when nobody was there. I'd want to go when it was abandoned. Obviously, I wouldn't want to go now that it's torn down.
Right.
But, like, any of the stages, it just was fascinating to me.
Yeah.
I like abandoned places a lot, but there is, like, especially as a woman, like, there is... it's lawless. It's like the Old West.
Yeah.
So it just cracked me up that in the videos, they would just run into other groups. And most of the people were nice. They were just youths that were in the park. Most of them were in groups because it's just not safe to be by yourself.
Yeah.
There was one guy who was by myself and he's like, I'm going to die in here.
My gosh, I would bring a gun, but you can't.
Yeah, you can. No. And just luckily, it's funny because if there were dark rides, it'd be creepier. But the only thing that was a dark ride, quote unquote, was the haunted house. I don't think because they ended up just building a lot of roller coasters eventually. Yeah, there was like a big like pile of chairs. So it's like, I guess they knew they were closing and they just threw, it just was so weird that like, usually if they closed a park here, like they sell the rides.
Right.
They sell like different aspects, like the park is picked bare.
Even like a clothing store.
Yeah.
Like you sell the mannequins,
you take them, put them somewhere else.
Right.
But literally every merchandise was left in there. Like churro makers, popcorn maker, I said that already, but like vehicles, cars were left in there.
Like why aren't they trying to recoup some of their losses?
There's this theme park that was, it's called Hard Rock Theme Park in Turtle Beach, I think.
Yeah,
and that one is kind of similar, but they sold off a lot of the rides. But it's still kind of this abandoned piece of land. But yeah, this one, like literally they left the rides on tracks. So there were people were like going in and like taking pictures, like the Ferris wheel was fully intact. And they had, like, people weren't climbing. Oh, maybe they were climbing.
Look,
I don't know.
Ferris wheels are terrifying enough working.
Yes.
Let alone abandoned.
It just looked like one day everyone's like, okay, everyone go home. And then they never came back, which I think kind of is what happened.
That is the creepiest thing you've ever said.
You'd think they would have the merchandise. Like, the people were filming, like, this is a calendar from 1993. And the place closed in 2006. So why did they have a calendar from 1993?
It's so strange.
But yeah, it's just like, there's a beauty to it. I hate when people vandalize it because imagine if it was left pristine, like, and people could just go. But no, like, there was a mannequin with his head cut off. And like, there were, you know, in the haunted house, they would like cut another head off. It was just too much. Youth violence. Calm down.
Too much head removal.
Too much head removal.
You're not Mr. Frankenstein.
What it was, one of the guys made a joke like where he beheaded for his Jungle Cruise. But yeah, I highly encourage you, look at pictures, watch videos.
Don't do it at 11:38 at night.
Don't do it at 11:38
at night.
You'll creep yourself out. Yeah, it was very creepy. And also, yeah, there's a beauty to it. I like the videos where they go during the day more, but a lot of them go at night because it was technically illegal. And yeah, it was just creepy. One guy's like, I'm walking through so many spider webs. I'm like, I can only imagine. There's a spot where so many people took a picture that he was showing that, like, there was a trail. Like, it was bushes, and, like, there was a clear trail. Mm-hmm. And then there was a chair where people stood up and took a picture.
Wow.
So it was like, okay, this is the chair marker. Yeah, it was the, people took a picture of the looping roller coaster.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, there was a wooden roller coaster, but it's just weird how it just was left.
Yeah.
I don't know. Any more final thoughts? Creepy. So yeah, if you get to go to an abandoned theme park, do it. There's one in England, I think. I don't know if it's still there. Gulliver's Travels, I think. It's a Gulliver Travels themed theme park.
Huh.
There's, technically there's abandoned rides inside Disneyland.
Which ones?
People Mover.
Oh! Sorry! It's like...
The top floor of America Sings Inventions.
Yeah. But and they use the and the arcade.
That is true. Where is the arcade?
The Starcade?
The Starcade, but don't they use that now for cast members? For a while, they had that open, not for cast members, for AP stuff.
I don't think so. Yeah. I remember, like, Baymax used to do meet and greets there.
The top floor, I know, is definitely abandoned.
Yeah.
Yeah, where the Baymax thing is, they turned that temporarily into an AP, but this is years ago, AP thing. So it's probably just empty backstage space now.
Which stinks, because it's like, yeah, we could use that.
You and I, personally.
That's right.
I would love to walk the track of the People Mover and just see all the spots and just see what it looks like now.
Whenever I look at the People Mover track, I'm always like, how amazing must this have, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
How amazing was this to ride? Like,
mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. I think every time I go to Disneyland, because we don't really, depending on who I go with, I don't go, like Jenny, we don't go on rides. Allison, we go on a few. Most people, when you and I go, we don't really go on that many. Just because, like, the lines are so long. People Mover, I would go on that every time I would go to the park. Like, I would still go on that because the line was always short and mm-hmm. you could just sit for 20 minutes mm-hmm. and just watch the world. People watch, like, you could, now you would just play on your phone probably. Like, mm-hmm. there was no one ever in line, so you could just keep going around. It was just magical.
I'm like that with It's a Small World. I always go on it. It's my favorite.
We're
going
to do that when we go to the Paris of the South.
Indeed.
And we're just going to go round and round and be like, one more time, Jeeves, one more round. So that was Nara Dreamland. I wish I had more to say about it. It's just such an amazing park.
It just seems amazing.
The research was just really tricky on that. But I'm glad you told us to talk about it. If you liked this episode and want us to talk about more abandoned theme parks,
please let us know.
We always like suggestions.
We love suggestions.
So a special thank you to Lauren, Danny, David, and Wynette, our patrons.
Thank you.
If you'd like to become one of our patrons.
You can.
Go to patreon.com/1313harbor the podcast or just search it in Google. Or there's also links on our website and on our Instagram. We have a website, Michelle. What is it?
1313harborthepodcast.com.
I also wanted to ask if there's any web designers out there who we can pay to design a website for us. Please let us know. Because I have the domain. I have our one that we got for free. I would like one that we could build out. But
yeah.
I do not have the time or the know-how to do it. I found some templates. I would like to pay you to do this for me, though. So
who can we pay to do this?
Contact me. We have an Instagram.
1313harborthepodcast.
.com.
No, just
Twitter, 1313harbor. I think that's it. We have our website.
Email?
Which I mentioned. Email?
1313harborthepodcast@gmail.com.
Please go on iTunes, Spotify.
Write, review, share.
Please write, review, and share. Please tell your friends.
Tell
everybody. Give us suggestions. We're here for you.
Let us entertain you.
So thank you for listening. And all who come to this happy podcast, welcome!
Don't be abandoned.